It's the Power FM Brekkie Show, Josh and Maddie. I just realised, shamefully forgot about this. Good Friday appeal is happening again this year.
Well, yes, and it's in its 90th year. It's the 90th anniversary of it. So it's happening on Channel 7. The annual broadcast is happening tomorrow, obviously on Good Friday, from midday to raise vital funds for the Royal Children's Hospital. And so one of the people that is going to be right at the forefront of this tomorrow is Peter Mitchell from 7 News, and he joins us on the phone. Good morning.
Good morning, Josh and Maddie. It's a pleasure to be with you. Yes, 90 years of the Good Friday Appeal. It's a big one, and given that last year was pretty ordinary, we're looking forward to it immensely.
I think that's one of the reasons why I just forgot about it, is because COVID has just kind of consumed all of our lives for so long. We forget about these things that happen each year. And like you said, 90 years is a monumental achievement. Did you think it would be... Are you surprised that it has gone for 90 years?
Look, it has been a part of Victoria for that long, Josh, really. It's been an institution, and just because of the difficulties of last year, we weren't able to have a telethon. This year, it's not the usual telethon, as we know, with the phone room and people rattling tins at traffic lights all over the state, but it's going to be a telethon that we're going to be proud of. We're starting at midday, going right through until 11:30 at night, so we're hopefully going to raise a lot of money for the appeal and... Yeah, just have a bit of fun along the way. It's such a great day and an uplifting day that Victoria really shows its heart.
Yeah, what is the goal money-wise for this year? Do you have one?
Well, we raised $18.2 million last year, which was a record, Maddie, and that was because the state government tipped in to bring it up to what it was the year before, just because we didn't have an appeal as such. We didn't have a telethon. But, yeah, anything around that mark we'd be very happy with, and whatever Victorians can donate in this difficult time would be gratefully received.
So 18.2 is a massive number. For people who are wondering, what does the money raised actually go towards?
Well, it buys equipment for the hospital, Josh. The overall expenditure and budget for the hospital far exceeds $18.2 million. But what that money does, it provides much-needed equipment. So it might be... You know, a couple of pieces of equipment, the latest state-of-the-art MRI machines or whatever it is, but it's gratefully received by the hospital and helps keep it up there as one of the top paediatric hospitals in the world.
Yeah, now if someone tunes in tomorrow, what can they expect to see? You're going to have some performances, things like that?
Yes, we've got, especially during the evening from 7:30 at night, there'll be performances. We've got... a footy panel in there. We've got the country board will keep you updated with how the towns around Victoria are going, including Ballarat, a very important place. And, we've got entertainers like Kate Sobrano, Guy Sebastian, Human Nature. So, yeah, we're going to have a bit of fun. It'll be great.
Awesome. If people want to get involved and donate, what do they have to do?
Look, the best place to go to is just goodfridayappeal.com.au, Josh. That's the go-to place.
We Sweet.
Had... We had Ed Sheeran last night plugging the Good Friday appeal as well. So that's the best place, the website, and you can donate there and you can find out about all the activities that are going on.
Yeah, it's an amazing thing and it's in its 90th year. Look forward to seeing you on our TVs tomorrow, the 90th annual Good Friday appeal tomorrow on Channel 7 from midday. Thanks so much for joining us, Peter.
Good on you, Josh and Maddie. Thanks very much indeed.